The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, MG, what about the heat of Sydney today?
Well, spring is definitely here, Liam. 26 out west today, and as the weather warms up, so does the footy. Bring on Friday night.
Three sleeps to go until the second round of NRL finals starts. Friday night game is going to be an absolute belter. The Sharkies taking on your Panthers at Allianz Stadium. We will be there. Full coverage from 6 Friday night. The call will be from 7:40 for that one. MG Latrell Mitchell currently fronting the NRL judiciary at NRL headquarters over that crusher tackle in the win against the Sharks last weekend. We'll let you know as soon as a decision is handed down on that one. What do you think?
I'd be surprised if you got off.
Okay.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, the carryover points from that earlier incident really hurt him on this one. Guilty plea without the incident, and he'd be clear. But unfortunately, it doesn't look good for Latrell Mitchell. Bulldog Richie has some coaching developments for us in about 15 minutes. Another opportunity to join us in our private suite at Rosehill Garden, September 22nd. MG, when you hear the trumpet... Not that trumpet. That's okay. That's okay. But
Those new to the show, I'm just giving them like a...
That's how it sounds.
Yeah.
When you hear a much more polished version of that trumpet, call 1-3-3-5-3. Panther star Trent Merrin will join us after 6:30. I'll be interested to see if he's heard Paul Gallen's comments about James Maloney on Channel 9 last night.
I love it. It started. You know, Jimmy Seguiaro said that life by the beach is a lot better than life in the West. Well, it probably is, but that's how he feels. So it's all ammunition,
it's
baby.
It's coming. We'll give Trent the opportunity to fire back just after 6:30, and of course, MG will finish it all off tonight with your power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
What's the filter this evening?
Well, after Serena's little tantrum, mm-hmm. I'm going to name the 5-1 biggest meltdowns in sport.
Oh, cannot wait! I hope you got some audio organised.
I have.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. But MG, up next, Josh Dugan.
Yes.
Emotional press conference this afternoon. I want to get your thoughts and we'll play you that audio next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. No movement at the NRL judiciary as yet. Latrell Mitchell there fronting the crusher tackle charge. He's a chance to miss the prelim final, so he would need the Roosters to win for him to have another game this season in the grand final. And don't forget to keep your ear open for the trumpet when you hear it. It's your chance to join us at Rosehill Racecourse September 22nd, because you can leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. MG, let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, this story broke rather late today.
About half an hour before we came on air.
Yeah, Josh Dugan. Obviously, the Sharks have had their training session. They've opened up to a media all-in afterwards. Josh Dugan has fronted that.
Yep.
And broken down, basically.
Very confronting.
Yeah, very emotional. It's tough to watch. It's up on our Twitter page at the moment, at Rush Hour Triple M. You can check out the video. But here is some of the audio of Josh speaking to the media today, and you can hear how emotional he is.
I think I've been an easy target since 2013, and, I can't see that changing. Doesn't matter how much stuff I do outside of footy. I raised over 15 grand for a young boy not that long ago. Visited him in hospital, he passed away. You don't hear about that. I feel like negativity sells papers. But I understand players are responsible for their actions, and I'm responsible for my actions as well, which I have been. I've got a lot of brunt for the things that I've done, and I've accepted that and moved on from that. But, it also doesn't help when, negativity sells papers more than a good feel story would.
Yeah, well, that's quite raw and candid, and... Before I give my opinion on what I think about it, Liam, I'd love to hear the listeners if they've got an opinion on it. 1-3-3-5-3. He let the guard down there, did Josh Dugan, and it's not good ever seeing one of our rugby league players in tears. And I bet the fact that he has raised some money for a young bloke, and that young bloke's death, it's come back to be thought about it. And That emotion, obviously, just we saw it then when we watched it today, and we heard it then again. Look, and I get that there'll be some saying, you know, Josh, you bring a lot of the negative comments on yourself with your behaviour, and have zero sympathy towards Dugan. But I actually feel empathy towards him after that interview. I feel as though he's kind of the penny might have dropped. He said, look, it's been 9 months since he's been doing a trade for 9 months, working with disadvantaged kids. He's got his degree. But the thing is, it's perception. Look, here I am at 50 years of age and some 18 years retired, and I'm still trying to change people's... I'm not trying to change it, but people still have a perception of me of being a mug who used to be a bully on the field and now is a bullfight off the field. So it's going to take Josh a lot more than that to change people's perceptions, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
Because MJ, how long did you play football for professionally?
15 years.
Right, and you are 50 now?
Yes.
So it's not even the majority of your life as a footballer, and yet the perception still exists because of those 15 years.
And you know what? And I'm the first to admit, without rugby league, I wouldn't be standing here right now. You know, I wouldn't live, my life's great. I love my life because of one thing, and that's rugby league. And, you know, Josh does bring a lot of things on himself, and I know that probably when we speak to the Bulldog Richie, he's going to have a different perception on it as well, coming from the media side of things. But really, you've got to feel for the kid when you see him that raw and then that honest and that emotional. You've got to have a bit of empathy for him.
Yeah, I think, and Josh admits, he's clearly, I don't think he's claiming to be an angel. He knows he's done quite a bit wrong during his career, but what jumped out at me is, MG, that's not like he's been broken down over the course of an hour in-depth interview. He has been in front of that media group for less than 2 minutes.
That's a good point.
And it's broken him, which just tells you how heavily this must have been weighing on him for so long. On the other side of it, Todd Greenberg did sum it up on our show when he spoke to us on Friday regarding the Bulldogs incident, in that you accept the pay and privilege that comes with being an NRL player. You take on the media scrutiny and public attention that comes with it. Now, Bulldog Dean Ritchie will join us next, and no doubt he will present the media side of it. But I do think that sections of the media could and probably should shine more of a light on some positive news, or perhaps just avoid the scandals if possible.
Oh, it's very hard when they've got a job to do as well. And the latest Mad Monday episode was more evident of that. The more we found out about that, the more there was people outraged by where the photographers were and all that type of stuff, but that's gone. The fact that Josh Dugan has done that on the eve of a massive game for the Sharkies, it might have been cathartic for him. He might have needed that.
That's a really good point. Gavin in Castle Hill has called through. Gavin, what do you think about Josh Dugan's press conference this afternoon?
Mate, I haven't heard it. I only just heard that grab that you played. But, Andrew, like you said, he may have had a reflective moment and it's all sort of caught up with him, and, you know, he probably wished he hadn't done some of the stuff he'd done. But moving forward, you can't just ask people to, you know, look at you differently. It's got to come from your actions. So he's the only one that can change that.
Well said.
A different perception, he's got to show it moving forward and not getting himself into some silly situations like he's done in the past. I mean, yeah, we're all human,
yep,
but he's a public figure, and they're always... We only know him from what we see on TV and the media. Nobody really knows him, only his friends do, and I'm sure they'll have a different opinion of him to what everybody reads or sees about him. So if he wants to change those people's opinion, it can only be him and his actions moving forward. You know?
Very well said, mate. Very well said. Thanks for that.
Quickly, we'll get to Stu in Mount Annan as well. Stu, does Josh Dugan's press conference this afternoon change your opinion of him?
I came across him last year, last September, before I actually knew who he was. And we did our learner's motorcycle course together.
Okay.
And it wasn't until the last sort of half hour of the course that I realised who he was when he started talking about international footy. And I've got to say, he was nicest bloke. He's like a gentle giant, basically. We've all done stupid things in our past. Unfortunately, the footy players are in the spotlight when they do them. The rest of us aren't. But I think we all need a second chance. And I only heard the grab that you guys just played then, and... yeah, obviously it's finally come to breaking point for him.
Mm. Yeah, well, another good call, great call and a good perspective on it. I think if you look over Josh Dugan's career, a lot of it's been mischievous. A lot of it's been, you know, little alcohol-related incidents where he hasn't grown up. He's gone away with Blake Ferguson, had a couple of beers before Origin. He's gone on the, he's on his roof at drinking cruises, and I don't see where anyone else but himself's been hurt along the voyage. So, you know, again, the fact that you made a really good point, Liam, about the fact that this is a three-minute interview in front of the press today, that basically after 30 seconds, he kind of went straight to tears, and that means that's been building up for a long, long time. And as I said, if that's that the first step for redemption, well, he's well on his way.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Dean Bulldog Richie will join us next. Interested to see what a journalist has to say about Josh Dugan's presser this afternoon.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Make sure you keep on listening. If you hear that race call trumpet, MG, that is when you call 133353 to join MG and I in our private suite September 22nd at Rosehill Gardens for the DeBortley Golden Wines Rose Day. MG, we've just spoken at length about Josh Dugan and the press conference he's given this afternoon, the very emotional press conference he's given. And you reckon the people that he's had in the gun there with that press conference is largely the media and journalists and particular comments around print journalism. And so it's appropriate that we bring in this man, friend of the show, Dean Bulldog Richie from the Daily Telegraph. G'day, Bulldog.
Yeah, good evening, men. Look, it's very hard from a journalist's point of view to conjure up too much sympathy. I get he's going through a tough time, but Josh Dugan has brought this on himself. He's paying for past indiscretions here. You can't have it both ways. You can't want to misbehave off the field, carry on like a twit at times, get on the booze, and then when it gets too hard, go to tears. It doesn't wash with journalists, mate. It's just, look, Josh has played up over the years. He's a good fella. Personally, I get on quite well with him, but you can't do what he's done over many, many years and expect to get public sympathy if you shed a tear or two.
Now, well, I must confess, it was really confronting, and I said at the time it hurts any time to see one of our rugby league stars reduced to tears, and I think the moment he mentioned that he made $15,000 away from the game for a young kid who he kept visiting in hospital and he passed away was the moment that saw his tears break through. And it's another side of Josh Dugan I don't think we've seen for a long time.
Yeah, and as I said, MG, you go one-on-one with Deuce, he's not a bad fella, and I'm sure he does do some wonderful stuff away from football. They all do. But to throw it on the media and say it's our fault if they misbehave and we report on it, it's the old saying, you don't shoot the messenger. They want to misbehave, we write about it. Who's in the wrong? Is it us for reporting or them for doing it?
Doggy, just on the point he made about negativity selling papers, is it fair to say that the good stuff doesn't get the same level of coverage as the scandals?
Well, Liam, we are a reflection of what people want to read. We got bagged over the Bulldog stuff. It went berserk online in the newspapers. Public love that. You know what we do? You give them what they want. It's like a butcher who's got some good sausages. You give them what they want.
Bit of news out of Manly as well, Doggy.
Yeah, it's a funny situation, MG. Trent Barrett has left. He broke down in tears at the presentation night in his farewell speech. Yet the next day, on the Monday, he was back down there conducting all the reviews.
Wow.
But now Barrett and the entire club has gone on leave, but there are suggestions around that come that first week in November, when everyone is due back, that if this isn't resolved, Trent Barrett will turn up for work. He's more than aware that if he doesn't turn up, he will be in breach of contract and that the club will be sweating on that. So we could have this bizarre situation where a new coach is perhaps announced, but if the situation cannot be resolved with Barrett, he'll turn up as normal. The whole thing is very, very messy and it's got to be resolved quickly, but the Pens are adamant, MG, that they don't want to give Trent Barrett one single cent in a payout in that he resigned, they didn't sack him.
This is exactly what you want, MG, the coaching merry-go-round to continue into November when the footy's well and truly behind us. And speaking of coaches, Bulldog, Wayne Bennett, he's got a contract into next year. We know everything that's gone behind us already, barbecue gate and the like, but there is a board meeting scheduled at the Broncos. What is going to be on the table?
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fascinating, Liam, what comes out of this. There's certainly a lot of mail around Brisbane that they've had a gutful of Wayne Bennett. The Andrew G situation, he invited G into his coaching box in the weekend. G is essentially blackballed by the NRL for interfering in a salary cap investigation in 14. It was Wayne's two-finger salute to the club and to the NRL saying, I'm arrogant and I won't be told who I can and can't put into the coaching box. It didn't go down well with the Broncos. In fact, the board is filthy that Bennett decided to put G in there. It's another black mark alongside the double black mark of being belted by 30 points in front of 45,000 at home. It wouldn't surprise me if the Broncos say, that's it. We've done our best to try to appease you through this drama. Enough's enough. You leave now.
Well, we'll continue to wait on the futures of both Trent Barrett at Manly and Wayne Bennett at the Brisbane Broncos. Dean Bulldog Richie from the Daily Telegraph, thank you as always.
Thanks. Have a great night.
NMG, at this stage, the parties are still in presenting their cases at the NRL judiciary, so no update on Latrell Mitchell and whether he'll be available for the Roosters in that prelim final.
Yeah, but if you're travelling home, stay tuned, because if it does break in the next 35 minutes, we'll have it right for you here on the Rush Hour.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Penrith star Trent Merrin set to join us in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
We'll give you the latest on the... It is Teamless Tuesday, MG, and we'll give you the updates on the Sharks, Panthers, Rabbitohs and Dragons team named for the finals this weekend.
Leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival, September 8 to October 13 at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
Triple M. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG's exclusive private Golden Rose Day.
MG, we are assembling quite the crew for our VIP suite at Rosehill Gardens September 22nd.
We certainly are.
It's coming together nicely, and it's exciting that we get to welcome Adam from Killarney Vale.
Yes, yes, I'm very excited.
Well, don't be excited yet, mate, because nothing's happened, okay? Just cool your heels and wait for me to say, guess what, Adam?
Yes, I'm guessing.
Guess what?
Guess what?
You're coming to the races with us.
Yes! 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 My brother and I will be stoked, mate.
You know what? That's where my mum and dad live, Killarney Vale.
Yeah, is that right?
On the Central Coast, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Perfect place. It's really, really nice down the water.
Oh, nice Shelley Beach there, Shelley Beach Golf Club.
We're getting a good crew down from the Central Coast.
Yeah, we have a big listenership up in the Central Coast.
To the race, though. This is fantastic. Adam, congratulations. You told us you're going to bring your brother along. That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
You and your brother are going to join us in our private suite at the Debortley Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22nd at Rosehill Gardens. And we're also going to throw you $100 cash so you can buy yourself something nice. Maybe you and your brother can split it. You can gamble responsibly. Do whatever you like with it, okay?
Unbelievable, mate. Thank you very much. I can't wait to meet you, MG. It's going to be excellent.
Can't wait to see you, brother, either.
I'm looking forward to meeting you as well, Adam. For what it's worth, mate.
Don't put baby in the corner.
You can leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival, 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. You can book at theraces.com.au. We got three more of these to give away, MG. Three double passes for the remainder of this week.
We have. So good luck to all.
And if you don't get one, tickets are from just $24 if you pre-book online at theraces.com.au, and you can save more if you book in groups of 10 or more. So it's worthwhile doing.
Fantastic.
All right, up next, Trent Merrin from the Penrith Panthers.
The Mez.
I reckon he's going to be excited, MG.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Still to come, MG's power rankings. And I'm looking forward to this one, MG, because it's been Serena Williams inspired, which will be fun.
Yeah, I'll give you the 5-1 of the epic meltdowns in sport.
Can't wait. This Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Allianz Stadium. The Cronulla Sharks taking on your Penrith Panthers, MG. Now, you've been careful so far on the show this week.
Mm-hmm.
You've not wanted to give any additional ammunition to the Sharkies.
No, I haven't.
So you've been very choice with your words, and then the Sharks captain, Paul Gallen's, come out and declared James Maloney wasn't good enough last year. So the first shot has been fired between these two teams, which is great to see. So we'd like to open up the lines to this man to perhaps fire back at Paul Gallen, Trent Merrin from the Penrith Panthers. Did you capture Paul Gallen's comments about your teammate James Maloney?
No, I haven't, mate. That's the first I've heard of it.
How you feeling, Mez, about Friday, brother?
Very excited, mate. This is the best part of the season. It's what you play all year for, so really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great battle against the Sharks.
How have you pulled up from the weekend's game? It was a 27-12 win over the Warriors. Any injuries amongst the group?
Nah, mate. It was definitely a very physical game, especially through the middle. But, yeah, we've had a few days off now to regroup and get everything right and work on ourselves. So, it was a bit sore after the game, but, yeah, mate, you heal pretty quick and excited for a game like this.
I'm a big fan of Cameron Serraldo. I think in the last 5 weeks he's proven to me that he is definitely coach material. I've had the good fortune to be able to interview him on this show and for a news outlet on Channel 7 as well. Geez, he's impressive. What's he like behind closed doors?
Yeah, he's been great, mate, stepping into the role, especially how it all went down. I think it just goes to show his character and how he puts a team first. Obviously, there was a lot of outside noise when it all went down, but he's really regrouped the team and focused on our job at hand and really brought us together and getting us all geared up for a good run to the Grandy. So, mate, he's handled everything really well. He's definitely had these young players throughout their careers, so he knows how to get the best out of them. So he's done a great job so far.
Would you be happy if you got the full-time gig next year, Trent?
Yeah, mate, he's showed over the last few weeks what he's capable of doing. So I think building into especially the semi-final sort of footy, I think that's a lot of pressure for a coach to take on, and he's handled it really well. So just seeing the last few weeks how he's taken on things, it'd be great for the club.
Mez, we know that start of this season you formed a little initiative called Move Out of Your Head, which you started off by paying $5,000 out of your own pocket. We just had a chat about Josh Dugan's press conference today, which I don't think you would have seen yet, but just in general, mate, tell us about the pressures that go on with the everyday-to-day life of a rugby league player.
Yeah, MJ, I just heard about it too. Duke's coming out and speaking openly about the pressures and the mental side of the game that we all love to play. But mate, in professional sport, no matter what you do, I think you're a human being at first, and me being a part of it, that's why I started the campaign of Move Out of Your Head, because it's an issue that we definitely need to talk about. And it just goes to show with high-profile players like Dugs and Greg Inglis and that coming out and expressing themselves about the pressures and what they do face, it's something very important that we do need to pay attention to, because everyone wants to see their favourite player on the field, but in a game, no matter who you are, it's not right to put someone down and speak ill of someone. So it's about time that we really stood up and openly talked about it.
If you want to check out more about Trent's Move Out of Your Head initiative, head to trentmerrin.com.au/MOOYH. Trent, the game this Friday night against the Sharkies, Wade Graham is a massive loss for Cronulla, but still, this is going to be a big job for you and your fellow forwards coming up against this Sharks pack.
Mate, it's what you want to come up against. I think every team you look at, you always eye out their middle forwards and want to have a good competition there. And this is one of the best teams in the comp, and they've won a premiership, especially with their go forward. So, if me and big RCG and the boys in the middle of there can do a good job against them, I think we'll go a good way of getting the job done.
I'll tell you what, MG, if the Panthers can get to that last game and win it, you'd be expecting a pretty special celebration dance from a certain Trent Merrin.
Not getting that far ahead of ourselves, mate. Oh, come on.
I'll get you in there with me, MG. Don't worry about that.
Well, I can't wait. Friday night, we'll be there doing the Rush Hour live from Allianz. Then we'll be watching the game. And Trent Merrin, Penrith superstar, good luck, my friend.
Thanks, champion. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Jeez, couldn't you hear the excitement in Trent Merrin's voice, MJ?
Well, they bust their ass all year to get to this certain stage of the season. And when they do get to this stage, they won't leave anything in the bank. All six teams left.
It's going to be an absolute belter. As MG said, we'll be there Friday night doing the show from Allianz Stadium from 6 all the way through to that call. MG, you calling that game?
Yes.
7:40 kickoff is the scheduled kickoff. I imagine it'll be a little bit later, but
7:45.
Yeah,
7:50.
All right, we'll get to the teams that have been released for those finals. We'll give you all the team details next. MG, I'm also going to throw in a little bit of a team update on the Australian cricket team.
And any word on Latrell?
And an update on Latrell Mitchell, because Justin Lang has picked his first test squad.
Yes.
And there's some bolters.
I like it.
We'll talk to you through those next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Mark Flanagan. Liam Gop. No, that's not right. Oh! The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And we give a shout out to our friends at Chemist Warehouse MG. It is the home of real brands and real savings. And during the footy finals, it is also the home of your footy fragrances. $19.99, you can pick up an AFL or NRL team fragrance. We've been rolling through what you think some of them might smell like. What did you decide yesterday that the dragons would smell of a...
Like the campfire.
Ooh, campfire.
Yeah.
Panthers would smell like the rain on the cement, I believe.
No, that was a storm.
Oh, that was a storm, was it?
No, it was the mountain air.
Oh, the mountain air. Fresh mountain air.
Sharks would smell like the ocean water.
Yeah. But Roosters was a latte.
A chicken pen. Which is sometimes nice in the middle of the night when you go out and get an egg.
Well, the South Sydney Rabbitohs fragrance.
We had a nice one for that. I forget. Was that like a little something in the... in the meadow, like a
romping through the country meadow. If you want to check out what these fragrances actually smell like, head on into your local Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
I might talk to my mates at the Chemist Warehouse and see if we can get a rush hour aftershave.
Oh, fragrance.
Let's do it.
Wow. Producer Charlie.
Let's get a rush hour.
I'm not saying that this is... I don't have your lineup, so we can't hear what you're saying, but if you could put the call into Chemist Warehouse right now to get a rush hour fragrance.
We've got to have some input.
Oh, absolutely.
I love my aftershave.
Absolutely. I can see you in one of those artsy commercials, TV commercials.
Yeah.
The rush.
Menage.
Okay. Getting distracted here. Bit of team news.
Yes.
Cronulla Sharks, Penrith Panthers, this Friday night, Allianz Stadium. Yourself, MG, Ryan Gerler, Dan Ganane, Brent Reed, calling this one. We'll be doing the show from Allianz Stadium. Wade Graham, ACL, he is out. Scott Sorensen comes into the starting pack, and Kurt Capewell back from injury on the bench.
And not just an ordinary injury.
No.
It's a ruptured testicle, which it's amazing he's back, and I believe he's wearing a protector down there.
He is. He's the report by Adam Bengelli on the Sydney Morning Herald website says that he will be wearing a protective guard around his groin after rupturing his testicle.
I'd want to wear one of them cricket ones, the Hector protectors, and just tape it around. Just go, man, don't come nowhere near my wheels.
Oh,
after rupturing a testicle, you're back a week later.
Maybe there's an opportunity. You had your signature shoulder pads in your career.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
There's an opportunity for Kurt Capewell here.
The wheels guard.
This is like to Kurt. Great to see him back out there. No changes to you.
Kurt just rang through. Thanks, boys. No worries.
No changes. We joke because he's okay.
Okay. Of course we do. Every man listening now just gone to themselves and grabbed their nether regions.
Yeah, you watch how much everyone's impressed by his performance on Friday night. Penrith unchanged, which is a great sign.
It is a good sign.
Glad to see James Maloney is okay after Isaac Luke drove him into the turf.
Wow,
that was a big one. Saturday night, second game, the Bunnies taking on the Dragons. Again, you can hear this one live. Best way to listen is grab the Triple M NRL app. It's the best way to listen to the footy coverage.
Very
simple. Dan Ganane and Ryan Gerler, Wendell Saylor, Bill Harrigan and Brent Reed with the call Saturday night. The Bunnies, they also unchanged lineup from the loss against Melbourne, but the Dragons. Now, we spoke about this yesterday on the show, MG. Kurt Mann comes in to replace Gareth Widdop.
Yep.
He's named at 5'8". Hame Selle joins the bench, and Ewan Aitken is also a strong chance of being included in the reserves.
Yeah, I think Ewan Aitken, I think he could prove to be a little bit of an X factor coming into the 17. I'd start with Kurt Mann and maybe bring Aitken on sometime in the first half to see how fit he is, because he is a good player.
And then the other big team announcement that's been made today, Justin Langer has named his first test squad for the upcoming tour of the UAE, and a couple of bolters...
Everything old is new again.
That's a very good way of describing it. Because Aaron Finch,
yes,
has been named in his first ever test squad at 31 years of age.
And Pete Siddle gets a reprieve.
And old Bananas Siddle,
wow,
33 years of age, is set to play his first test since 2016. A big part of that, obviously, Josh Hazlewood and Pat Cummins not being fit to play. But great to see Bananas Siddle getting another run around.
And Finchie. You know, Finchie's been killing it at 2020 and one day, but let's see how he goes in the longer format. While we're on cricket, let's give a big bravo to Alastair Cook, who scored 100 in his last innings against India, scored 70 in the first innings, and he actually scored 100 in his first ever inning. So a very rare feat to score 100 in both your first and your last test innings.
I find it difficult to bravo English players as a general rule.
Oh, come on, man. Why? Why? You an elitist?
No, I just...
What?
Just doesn't feel right.
Alistair's a good kid, mate. Good
the
kid.
Rush Hour with MG City's 104.9 Triple M. MG's Power Rankings next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are almost out of time. MG, quick shout out to James Tedesco.
Yes.
Who won the Brad Fiddler medal last night.
Well done, Jimmy.
And also to Tom Trbojevic, who took home the True Blue Award, which is for the player who displays qualities upon which the team culture is built, which I think...
Damien Cook also won an award as well, so good on him.
Under Freddie's tenure, that team culture thing would be a big one. And the Rugby League Players Association Awards are on tonight.
Yeah, well done.
You reckon whoever takes that one home, that's voted by the players. That's one that the you'd hold dear to your heart if you won that one, wouldn't you?
Oh, being voted by your peers, there's no better accolade, and I think Damien Cook will get that.
All right, very good. We'll let you know who wins that tomorrow on the show. No update as yet on Latrell Mitchell. No news on whether he has. So they're obviously deliberating for a little while, MG.
Longer it goes on, the better is for Latrell.
Okay, we'll keep you posted if we have the time. But let's do this.
My favourite part of the week.
I've got the power.
Oh, yeah. Got the headband and everything going tonight.
It is time to do MG's Power Rankings. MG's Power Rankings, thanks to our friends at Tyback. MG, what is the filter for your Power Rankings tonight?
Well, on the back of the US Open final in the women's side of the draw and Serena Williams' epic dummy spit, I thought I'd name the 5-1 epic meltdowns in sport.
All right, here we go.
5.
It is Serena coming at number 5 with her "You Owe Me an Apology."
That was a good one.
I think Serena might owe us an apology. Number 4. That's the one, mate. There we go. Let's get on sync here. Oklahoma State head football coach, his name is Mike Gundy. He goes crazy after media criticise his players.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. Ooh. I'm 40.
That could be a bit reflective of... Josh Dugan's press conference from today.
Bit of irony in that.
Yeah, absolutely. These are MG's Power Rankings brought to you by Tyre Power.
Come after me!
Tyre Power's footy finals catalogue full of big brand deals is online now. Visit tyrepower.com.au.
3.
Floyd Money Mayweather. After winning a fight against Victor Ortiz, he goes crazy at the HBO reporter.
You don't ever give me a fair shake, you know that? So I'm going to let you talk to Victor Ortiz, all right? I'm through. They put somebody else up and give me an interview.
What are you talking about?
You never give me a fair shake. HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit. You got shit.
Yeah. How good. How good's the passion? I love it. There's more passion to come.
Okay.
2.
Oh, this makes me smile inside so much when I hear this. The one, the only, Jeff Toovey.
Come on. That's ridiculous. There's got to be an investigation into this. This has got to be... Someone's got to be accountable for this.
Oh, gosh, I hope he's coaching at Manly next year.
He's just a great character of the game, isn't he?
Fantastic. All right, well, MG's Power Rankings.
Pretty obvious.
I can't wait.
1.
All I'm going to say is, you cannot be serious.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious. That ball was on the line.
He could be the top 5 himself.
He could. I had 5 McEnroe dummy spits. One in 1984 I think in Stockholm was a cracker as well. But there you go.
All right, MG, we are out of time. Tomorrow on the show, Charlotte Kaslig will join us.
Maddie Moylan
from the Cronulla Sharks will be joining us. So we will continue to roll in 3 sleeps until week 2 of the finals, MG.
Can't wait. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
The Rush Hour podcast is about to hit the showers, smelling good, by supporting your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.